Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. I can tell you 57 degrees is our temperature right now here in downtown Hancock. We have a special guest in our studio right now. Wes, tell us all about her.
Well, she's from Green Bay. She's a member of the women's soccer team, and her name is Jackie Milkey. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Two goals on Sunday against the Northern Michigan Wildcats. The Huskies win 2-1 over their arch rival. And the soccer team, of course, coming off a NCAA bid last season and playing really well right now. And Jackie, just tell me your thoughts on the team being a sophomore.
Being a sophomore on this team, last year our seniors gave us a lot to look up to and to play for. Like, we have expectations this year. From last year at the NCAA tournament, we want to get back there again, and we just, every game we want to win. So,
well, so far you've only had home games. Obviously, that's good to play on your home turf. Talk about the first three, four games of the season here.
The first three or four games, we're really well. Our first game we lost to Winona 2-1, and that was a shocker. Like, we were expected to win every game, and when we lost that, the first game of our season, we didn't want that to happen again, and so we're on a 3-0 streak right now, and we just want to keep it rolling, and it's feels really good. The team is finally connecting, and we're doing really good, and I'm really confident for.
And you played some good teams. I'm beating St. Cloud and Crookston, and now Northern Michigan. I mean, definite confidence booster heading on the road. But now you have to go on the road. What are your thoughts on that?
Ashland. Last time we went there, we lost 1-0 in overtime. So we all have that in our minds. At least I do. And going on the road for the first time, it's a long bus ride, and we have a lot of time to think about it. And I think we just want to get that win, get it over with in regulation. And that would be that. I think that's all what we all want.
Well, why don't you give us some of your background? How'd you get recruited to Michigan Tech? And I know you're from Green Bay, but how did you end up at Michigan Tech? How'd you hear about Tech? Those type of things.
Well, with my club team, we were just traveling and went to a lot of showcase tournaments, and I always wanted to be an engineer, so I was looking for engineering schools all around, and I don't know, Michelle just contacted me. I was kind of looking here. I kind of played here with my club team up here. Like, before season, we played Alloy Stride, and that's my old team from Green Bay, and I first said, I'm not coming here. It's in the middle of nowhere. But obviously, I'm here, and I love it, and it's probably the best choice I made.
How about academics? So you said you wanted to be an engineer. What are you studying?
I'm a mechanical engineer, just like my dad. So he kind of pointed me in that direction.
What about brothers or sisters? Any brothers or sisters?
I have two older sisters. One's going to be a math teacher. The other one's athletic trainer. So... No.
Were they soccer players too at all?
We were all soccer players. Yeah. My parents started us when we were like 5 or 4 in the little rec leagues, and it just continued. My oldest sister actually played for Wisconsin Lutheran in college. So, awesome.
Jackie Milkey is with us. When did you realize, you know, you're talking about playing as a real young kid, when did you kind of realize, hey, I'm pretty good at this, and, you know, I probably might want to take it to that next level?
When I was 7, I was playing on a U11 team. I was always playing up for my age. And I fell in love with the game, and just that love made me want to see how far I can go with it. So, I'm okay with where I'm at right now.
I mean, when you look at this program, we ask just about every soccer player we have on, and not just in here, but other places. You know, this program is still so young. It really is amazing the level that it's at. Does that surprise you at all?
It does. I feel like new programs take a while to get into the conference and, like, to actually have a name for themselves. And I feel like the girls that we had last year set the tone, like I said before. Like, they just came right in, gave nothing back, and they had a really good 5 years. And we should continue that.
Well, talk about your play. You're listed as a midfielder. You've got 3 goals on the season so far. You know, how did you describe yourself as a player?
Well, I came in as a midfielder, and... me as a player, I love being at the forward. I love getting the ball to my feet. I love like I usually get my back towards the goal or the ball with my back towards the goal, and I like playing off to Lexi or Katie Fife, like just dishing it off. Like that's how I like to play, and I have those like sudden turns if I need to get break open. But as a player, I just control the ball when I can and take the shots that I get.
You so far, it seems always you're one of the more physical players on the field. Do you have a yellow card so far this season? Talk about the, you know, just it's your play there. You know, obviously you're not going to shy away from any contact there.
Yeah, if I think I can get a ball, I'm going to run right through it no matter who I hit. And I think when I got the yellow card, it wasn't the best yellow card I should have got. The girls just fell over. I didn't really know. I touched them and they just fell to the ground. So I was a little bit upset. But
does Coach Jacob ever try to, you know, hold you back at all with any of that physical play, or did she kind of let you go?
She just told me not to talk back to the refs. Oh. So I try to keep as much as I can contain, but some stuff comes out.
How about just the camaraderie with your team? It seems like you guys are a very close-knit team, and I imagine that's a huge part of your success as a team.
Oh, yeah. I love this team. We're all really close. I don't think there's any like outliers. Like we have 10 people living in one house for our team. Yeah. And I'm not in that house, but, like, I'm there a lot. And just, like, we're always together. No matter what we do, we're always together. And nobody's sick of each other yet, so I think that's a good thing.
So. Well, very cool. You got a couple of big games coming up. First road games of the season. And when are we back home? It's October 5th. I guess that's not October 5th. Not that far.
We have a lot of
it's a week
games.
From Saturday. No big deal.
It's not that bad. So you're at Ashland this weekend. And, again, you were talking about them. Pretty good team?
Yeah, Ashland's a good team. They're really physical from last time we played them. And we just have to give 120% to finally overcome them.
Well, we can't thank you enough for stopping on in. A couple of big goals against Northern Michigan. I know that felt pretty good. And you go lead the way in the win, 2-1 over the Wildcats on Sunday. And three in a row. Let's make it four in a row. The women's soccer team at Ashland. And that is this weekend. We'll tell you how everything goes there. And that starts at noon, right?
Yeah.
Noon start. Yep. Noon start. Jackie, thank you so much. Good luck the rest of the way.
All right. Thank you, Dirk.
Jackie Milkey here on Mix 93 WKMJ. More Drive Time coming right up.